Find your Belfast this Christmas as U105 uncovers the city's festive secrets from those in the know.
And let's talk about the festive secrets of Belfast, and no better man to steer us through it than Gordon McIlroy, who's the Chamber President. Gordon, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. I was in the city a few nights ago just driving through, and there is a lovely Christmas atmosphere. There's no getting away from it. The lights are fantastic.
Great,
the Christmas market
really
is beautiful.
Is fantastic. There's so much on Belfast this year, and we're seeing a real resurgence and people coming back into the city. You know, Victoria Square was up. It had 19% more people in it last Friday than it had this time last year. And you can feel that atmosphere. There's so much happening. There's real buzz about the place. There are so many things to do and great restaurants to eat in, so you can combine an entire experience when you go into the city.
And is it really a shopping city or is it an experience city? That's crucial at Christmas time.
Well, shopping has become an experience, Frank. You know, it's the whole thing rolls into one piece. So what we want to see happen is people coming into the city to eat, to do their Christmas shopping, to take in a show, to go to the cinema, maybe even to stay overnight in some of the new hotels that we have. We want to see people coming up from Dublin, coming in from other parts of Northern Ireland, and of course the people of Belfast themselves enjoying their city.
Would people be buying into the idea of public transport, or is that a hard message to get across?
We work very closely with TransLink in our organisation, and one of the effects of that is that this Christmas TransLink has got a superb offering on. Now, there are park and ride centres on the outside, on the outskirts of the city, and then they have offerings such as a £2.50 ticket, which takes you anywhere in Belfast all day from 9:30 onwards. And if anybody's interested, then they can visit either the Visit Belfast website at www.visitbelfast.com or the TransLink website, and they'll get details of all of those offers.
I've often said on this programme, however, it's hard to do your Christmas shopping on the bus.
Ah, but sure, there's click and collect. You can have the things delivered. You go into Victoria Square, you choose what you want, and they'll have it with you the next day.
And if you are partying, and it's party central, you won't get a better place in Northern Ireland to actually let your hair down. You don't want to be driving on a night like that.
No, you don't. But then we've got great taxi companies. We have the seventh largest taxi company in the UK. It's beautifully presented. The cars are pleasant to travel in. You have the TransLink are putting on later night services over Christmas. Now, the city's very accessible, Frank.
Do we have too many markets, however? Because we're spoiled for choice. Personally, love them. Couldn't have enough of them. But are we turning into sort of the capital of bric-a-brac?
You mean you think we can have too many markets?
No, I'm just wondering. Every year there seems to be an additional market.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. They're very popular. People love going to them. The markets are packed out this year. There's an additional 20 stalls in front of the City Hall. And those additional 20 stalls are for local producers. They're looking outwards onto Donegal Square, so you can get artisan food and crafts, as well as the usual continental market that you would find in the grounds of City Hall itself.
Yeah, the city's either buzzing or it isn't, and it is at the moment. There's no doubt about that. If you go through Belfast, and I've been through it in the twilight and in the evening, you get a sense of, during the day as well, actually, I was in it very recently at lunchtime, but there's a nice atmosphere. But is a nice atmosphere enough to make everyone who's got a pitch down there successful?
Well, we need people. And that may be part of a bigger discussion, Frank, because we're working for the city, not just for 2016 or 2017, but we've got a plan for the next 10 years to try to make Belfast a really world-class city. It's heading in that direction, but it's people that make cities. So people make the atmosphere that we have at the moment, and it will be people over the next 10 years and the growth of the city that will really see it become a success. And that's what we want to see happen.
We're going to give away a couple of prizes to celebrate Christmas in Belfast, a Christmas themed all human, all skilled, all thrill sensational circus is coming. We're going to give away some tickets for that.
I'm really looking forward to that.
It sounds like a really good one. And there's a £50 voucher as well for the hugely successful Belfast Christmas Market that we'll be putting the spotlight on again. as well. I'm going to dream up a challenge very shortly and throw that out to you. So a chance for you to be a winner here on U105. The countdown very much on to Christmas. I ask you the question, are you going to choose Belfast as your location for Christmas shopping? Tell us why. Maybe you're not. Tell us why you're turning your back on the city. 90333105. I'll be surprised if people turn their back, considering how vibrant it actually is. The current president of the Chamber of Trade and Commerce, Gordon McIlroy. Thanks, Gordon.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you for dropping by.
And real pleasure.
Two darn good prizes, and you could win one of them very shortly.
Find your Belfast this Christmas as U105 uncovers the city's festive secrets from those in the know.